Hello, and thanks for listening to the fifth episode of our Talking Alexa podcast. I'm Joel Evans, Alexa champion and one of the founding members of our global Alexa lab here at Mobiquity. I'm here with Jonathan Patrizio, technical advisor and Alexa evangelist. Please say hello, Jonathan.
Hello, everyone.
And before we jump into today's topic, I want to give you a little more insight into why we started this podcast, if you haven't listened to us before. Quite simply, we're big believers in the power of voice, and we want to share it with you. Each week or so, we'll be discussing the latest voice trends and use cases, highlighting the latest features and releases, and of course, answering any questions you may have about getting started with voice in your business. So please reach out if there's anything you'd like to know. So with that said, let's get started. As I mentioned, this is our fifth episode, and today we're going to cover some of the first things you should think about when creating a custom skill. In a previous episode, Jonathan, I think it was episode 3, I went through some of those pieces, but I thought what would be a really cool thing to do, since you've been on the front lines of Mobiquity's skill creation process, how do I get started? You know, I know I could use a template. I've talked about that previously. I could put out a cat fact skill, not to belittle a cat fact skill, but obviously I could put out a fact skill pretty easily. But take me through the magic of creating a skill, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, creating those cat fact skills, they are great in terms of understanding how, you know, what are the different pieces of it. But as soon as you turn your attention to doing something, I think, more pertinent, you would then start to think about, well, how do I approach my particular skill? I know we have a limited amount of time today, and so there's kind of a lot to cover. You know, activities include, you know, thinking through the scope, you know, what actually is going to be a skill that people will really find compelling and want to return to. Naming of the skill and how they're going to actually invoke it, thinking through interaction models, designing the actual interface, and thinking through custom slots, and also all the different ways that people speak to Alexa, the different ways they express them. Those are called by the Alexa Skills Kit sample utterances, and you have to think about a really good spread of those. Then there's sort of the effort of, you know, how you can actually design your business logic. Where are you going to put it? Are you going to use Lambda? Are you going to tap into data sources to both, you know, feed that skill and also then generate results from it? So how are you going to integrate this into other systems? A lot to think about.
Okay. Well, my favorite thing is to, I love to jump right in, right? So yeah. I know as part of our process that we do with Mobiquity, we bring our experts in with our clients' experts, and we sort of hammer out what it is we want to bring to market. You know, what's a compelling skill experience? Why does my business need a skill? All that good stuff. But I know that you're the one who's much more logical and have the more refined process. So, you know, where would you start?
We try and stay a little organized here. So
are you implying that I'm not organized? That's okay, I can handle that.
You're mostly pretty organized, Joel. So, you know, where do we begin? Well, actually, I think a really good thing to start off with is actually surprisingly thinking about what happens when you submit the skill. So, you know, sure, we can all play around and have, you know, things hidden behind the scenes in our own developer accounts. But the ultimate goal, of course, is you're going to share that amazing skill that you've thought of with everybody. And to do so, you have to actually submit that skill. So, you know, thinking through what is it going to take to actually submit the skill. And I think that really hones your mind into exactly what you're building. So perhaps we begin on sort of skill naming and even, you know, what a submission template might entail.
Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is part one of, you know, 300 now, if we're going to walk them through start to finish creating a skill. But I actually, in all seriousness, think that's a great place to start, because you're thinking of your end goal, which is, okay, it's great to make a skill, but how are people going to actually consume it? So yeah, take us through that.
Well, let's kind of start off with, you know, what do you want your skill name to be? So naming of skills, there are actually two pieces to this. There's the name of the skill, which is the same name that would appear in the what we call the skills marketplace. If you go to the Alexa companion app, you'll notice in there that there's a tab there. You can select skills, and you can look at all skills, or you can look at your skills. And so the name of this skill is the one that would appear there. It's the, you know, the name of this skill, but it may be different from the actual invocation name, which is how do you actually launch this custom skill. And I think in episode three, we noted that there are three different types of skills. Just for a quick revision, there are smart home skills, there are flash briefing skills, and there are custom skills. And so in this particular case, I'm sort of talking about the third party custom skills. They're the things that you can use Ask to do and actually, you know, submit those for certification by the Alexa team. When it actually comes to naming of your skill, I think one of the things is, you know, what is going to be the right, set the right expectation for the people that are going to use this skill. And so that invocation name gives people an understanding of exactly why you're producing this skill. The other thing about it is that, of course, you're not going to be able to submit an invocation name or a skill name that potentially uses the words that are trademarked or used by another company. Of course, the Alexa team will put it through a, you know, certification where they look at, you know, trademark infringements. And, you know, of course, they'll only allow, for example, a, you know, company to use their name if they are actually the company that's submitting the skill or an agency that they've hired to do the same thing.
Cool. Okay. That's good to know.
Also, I think another interesting thing is the language model. So, you know, when you think of an invocation name, remember that format for, you know, invoking the skill. You're going to say the word, the wake word, which is one of four things, you know, typically Alexa by default. And then you're going to have an action verb, and then you're going to have the invocation name. The invocation name is generally encouraged by the certification team to be two words or more. This actually does help with the language model. So, you know, one of the things that when certification happens is they'll run through not only a branding check, but they'll also make sure that the invocation name is well recognized so that when people invoke it, there's no, no issue between a conflict or a similar sounding name that might be something else. And so they make sure that there's some, I suppose, space in the language model that allows your invocation name to be uniquely recognized. And two words is usually better than one. When you have that together, what I usually encourage, you know, any work that we do with our clients is, you know, from the get-go, let's actually think through other things, other facets of the submission. And they range in iconography. So there are going to be two different sized circular icons. They have different pixel sizes. You would be submitting them in two parts. And by the way, what I'm talking about here is if you log into your developer console, if you go to the part that is about publishing, I'm talking through all of those different facets. And so, you know, rather than these things be, you know, something that you think about at the tail end and suddenly go, ooh, now I need to create a description, a short description, a long description, mm-hmm. Think about keywords. Actually think of those descriptions, like how will you describe the effort you're about to, you know, about to embark on? What actually is going to be either your MVP or if you're, you know, iterating this again, how would you expand your short and, you know, full description? And I think the short description, you know, challenge yourself to write something which is less than, I believe it's around 140 characters or so. It's not a very long, long amount of text. And if you can think through exactly
like
what
a,
that would
like
be.
Like a tweet.
Yeah, it's actually 160 characters.
Okay,
so,
pretty close.
Yeah, no, so let me give you an example. For we released a recipe cooking skill for Nestle in the US, and it was called Goodness, G-O-O-D-N-E-S. Encourage you guys to try it. But we had to think of a short description. So the short description is, enjoy a unique cooking experience with Alexa. Cook delicious recipes hands-free by connecting a tablet, navigate steps by voice, and even watch helpful video tips. That exactly was, 160 characters. We squeezed and played with that description, and it was actually quite a fun little creative episode for doing that. And then we also went through and created the fuller description of the skill's core functionality, including what it could do, some of the example phrases, which is three of the most well-used sample utterances you would use to invoke the particular skill. And, you know, write out that full description so you have a good idea of what you're shooting for submitting this.
That's great. Well, I think I want to be sensitive to your time for this particular episode. And I know there's a lot of other pieces there, too. So certainly short description, full description. You were mentioning some other pieces, but you know, to your point, all those are available. So once you go to developer.amazon.com and start filling in the appropriate pieces as you're creating your skill, it's going to prompt you along the way. We can certainly discuss that in a follow-on episode. I think you know one of the things I wanted to just ask you quick, and also have our readers have a little bit of homework, is you know, what would a compelling skill experience be? And it sounds like you've sort of hit on a great way of thinking through that, which is if you limit yourself to 160 characters, it really starts pulling everybody together on the same page. And it sounds like you did that with Nestle. Is that
yes,
a safe
absolutely.
Statement?
So, yes, absolutely. Yes, we would do it with every client that we meet with, is think through, you know, how would you describe this in a short and concise, concise way?
So I love that. So if you think about it from a short perspective, you know, 160 characters, and obviously you can write up a long one too, but the short one is really going to force you, how are you going to differentiate yourself in the market? You also mentioned going to your Alexa Companion app. You can also go to amazon.com/Alexa skills and see a whole bunch of the skills that are out there, and there's a variety of different categories that you can drop your skill into. So I think those are, you know, great first steps. The skill invocation name, as you mentioned, being, you know, two words, and the naming of your skill. So I think, you know, I'd like to leave everybody with, you know, what would a compelling skill experience be? And then why does your business need a skill? Jonathan, anything you want to add to those two pieces beyond just,
Yeah, definitely. And I think different categories, you'll also be thinking about which category would this fit into. You know, do a little research, go look at those categories, see which other skills are in there. You know, look and see what your competitors or other skills that do similar things. And again, going back to that, you know, what differentiates your skill versus them? What was a smart thing to be, you know, cognizant of? Are you just landing and expanding? Or are you actually going to try and build something that is different from what everyone else is doing?
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time as always. And also, you know, listeners out there, feel free to call us or email us. We'll help you think through all of the pieces that Jonathan just mentioned. I know he covered a lot. We'll recap a little bit of that in the next episode. But really, the biggest thing is, you know, this is a new and exciting space for everybody. So think through, what is a compelling skill experience? Why does your business need one? And then Jonathan gave some awesome homework and ways to think through it. Like, what's a short description? How are you going to differentiate yourself in this market? There's, I think, at last count, over 18,000. Maybe 17,000, something like that. It's probably 18,000 by now. Skills out there, and they're not just basic facts. They're really things that a lot of companies have really thought through all the different intricacies and created immersive experiences that are, you know, voice first, but not necessarily voice only, like our Nestle example, and especially with the now with the Echo Show out there. So, things to think about. Again, compelling skill experience. What does your business need a skill for? And we'd be happy to talk with you one-on-one on that, and we'll cover more of the anatomy of a skill in the next episode. So Jonathan, thanks again. And I'm sure you've been on the front lines, I know for a fact, more recently again. So I'd love you to bring more of that back to next week's podcast too, so we really can help educate the listeners a little bit more.
Happy to. This is fun stuff.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for listening.